You think we would have had enough of bars, but we are now situated in the airport bar in Dublin Airport, Terminal 1. We are Illico.
Hiya.
Dan Chung.
Hello.
Mouthful of salmon sandwich. Very tasty salmon it is too.
Hi.
And me at Documentally. And we thought we'd do a little debrief on MojoCon, because already we started talking about, wasn't this great? Wouldn't it would have been great if this happened? Illy, you had something to share on that.
Yeah, the interesting part I found was the fact that Teradek weren't actually demoing their mobile sort of video streaming solutions. They were using it, but not demoing it. I think a demo would have been ace.
And I'm guessing because you were, having done some live streaming in the past, as mind-blown as me as to the simplicity of the interface, but more importantly, the cost of the setup.
Yeah, it's ridiculously cheap now. Four iPhones as cameras, all connected via Wi-Fi to an iPad Pro with a bit of software on it that allows you to basically have a production studio.
You know the guys quite well, don't you, Dan?
Yeah, I mean, they've been in the game for a long time, but I think what's changed is the simplicity. Silly says, you know, four iPhones and an iPad Pro and you're in business. And that would have cost, what, thousands?
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands of dollars just 3 or 4 years ago, really. You know, I don't understand why more people aren't more keen about it.
Why aren't more people more keen about it?
Well, I definitely think there's a heritage in all the equipment that you currently have. So people like the BBC, for example, not blaming or accusing or anything, but they have a lot of equipment.
It's an investment.
It's an investment that they need to continue to use. Trying to replace all of that and keep it steady and stable. I mean, the Teradek guys were broadcasting live all day for the past 2 days, and I don't think it went down. I didn't watch the whole stream, but I don't think it went down. That's pretty good going. I think the BBC need it to be seriously stable.
Yeah. Also, let's remember, it's not all about let's just do it because it works with phones as well. We have all been frustrated at the speed that mobile devices are moving on, sometimes with just the annoyance of a new connector or a slight change in size, and all of these rigs and all of these bolt-ons and all these peripheries are suddenly worthless. I mean, Illy, you are dripping in mobile devices. You must do your head in.
It was really interesting. I think the panel you guys were on was the only time I heard everyone say, why are you trying to use a phone to do something that a camera will do way better?
Yeah, and is still mobile, and is still networked, and is still, you know, you're able to export your...
increasingly networked, basically. You know, I think that's the trend that people aren't spotting. And I don't really understand why. We're all supposed to be technologists. You know, we accept that our fridge is networked, and we're very happy to like extol the virtues of a connected fridge. But the just because it's the old school tech of a camera, it turns people off, even though it is completely connected. I just don't understand. It makes no sense to me.
You felt very passionate about this, Dan.
Yeah. I think that one of the things is that you that the cam if you're looking at a camera like a normal DSLR camera or a Sony camera. They need to connect through your phone to connect out. And I think that bridge needs to get simpler. Because a fridge is connected because you just wire it in, or it's Wi-Fi, and it does it by itself. Manufacturers are not yet connecting directly to the internet, which will make it a hell of a lot simpler, I think.
So let me plant a seed now and say that, okay, MojoCon doubled the amount of people that were there, and it didn't feel totally overwhelming. If anything, it felt like a very, very nice coming together of many people. And pretty polished, but there are small things, in my opinion, that really easily achievable that would continue, in my mind, to make this the best conference of its time. It is now, and I do think it would be very easy for them to stay at the top of their game. And for me, it was just getting a little bit more time to listen to some of the incredible minds on stage. Thoughts on that?
Well, absolutely. It is the best at the moment. And I think the fact that it brings together people from, you know, the very bottom of the industry, well, not bottom, and it's not top and bottom, people who are students, who are, you know, one-man, woman bands running their own little websites, to the BBC, to Al Jazeera Plus, you know, all of those people
that's
are brought
really
together.
Good
it doesn't happen at other conferences. You go to NAB, you go to CES, you get it's stratified.
There is no elitism in that way.
Yeah, and there was a distinct lack of men in suits. I mean, there were a few men in suits, but not anywhere near as many as you would see at other conferences. It's great.
The interesting thing here was it's like a maker fair. It's the people who are actually doing the work that are here, I found, than other conferences, definitely. Yeah.
For me, a definite high point was the format with, let's go back to the Teradek studio, where we could sit down at like a second's notice. Everything could be kind of kicked into action. Very little format other than, for example, in both my sessions, Dan kicks off and we have a conversation which can go anywhere, and seemed really relaxed because of that environment.
Yeah, I think what I really would like to see, and if they can incorporate it into the main conference a bit more, is that ability to take the burning topic of the day that, you know, which none of us may have thought of at the start of the day, and by, you know, just you know, just whenever you want, sit down and discuss it in detail, actually.
Yeah.
I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah.
The workshops on the second day were good because you chose, I mean, it's like an unconference really, but you chose what you wanted to learn about, and then you went and had a basically conversation between about 20 people about that topic. It was really nice, really nice.
And this is where the kind of casualness of the Irish comes in brilliantly, because there were no areas planned out. So you could last minute decide, let's go outside, or you shouted when I said, where should we go and do an audio workshop? You said, the hammocks, and I was like, genius, that would be brilliant, let's just go and hang around for a bit.
The hammocks were really well used, actually. I thought the hammock, if anything, more hammocks next year, please.
Yeah. Okay. A brilliant space. I have a hammock in my office, and I bang on about this. I did a video about this once, that if I get writer's block, I get in a hammock, and I don't know if it's to do with the unusual side-to-side motion of swinging. It only takes a couple of seconds without a screen in my hand for me to go, aha, and I'm back in. Hammocks are magical. I regret not pocketing one of those.
Yeah, definitely. Made by Travel to the Moon.
Travel to the Moon hammocks. Let's give them a plug for sure. So, really in good point. The lack of in-your-face advertisement made me go out and find out who was paying for all the stuff we were enjoying. I've never seen such an intense, like, amount of hospitality where I was thinking, this is getting silly now. A free whiskey bar, for example, with not just your bells, your seriously good Irish whiskies. I was getting a little bit worried that the networking was going to be a little bit too overwhelming, should we say. And that is where I had some of the more in-depth conversations with people, and the barriers were totally broken down. Here's a blogger next to a student, next to a director of a TV station.
And mobile phone makers who shall remain anonymous were there in force, which I think, you know, was amazing to see. Yeah. I mean, you know, Samsung were there with their VR stand, right? They weren't there last year. You know,
Google played a huge part in a lot of the sponsorship as well. And of course, don't forget that there was one guy with a Windows phone.
There was a lovely guy with a Windows phone. He looked so cute.
So this time next year, what do you think we will be extolling the virtues of?
I think more interesting to me is what we won't be. It's will we still be talking about VR as much as we have been this year, next year? I think it's 50-50 on that.
I think Samsung would completely disagree with the amount of money they're putting behind their S7 phone and the 360 camera and the VR headset. The fact that they were here shows that. But even at Mobile World Congress, when there was a 5,000.
I think the counter argument to that is, look how much money Samsung, Sony, everybody else put behind 3D, and then where are we with that?
That's a really interesting point for me. I see it as the new kid on the block, everybody jumping on it, doing stuff that is absolutely no point in it being in VR or even 360. And I think it's going to teach a lot of people new ways of constructing a narrative, and it's going to deliver some desperately needed innovative moments in video. Whether we will be as like saturated in it next year, I hope not.
Can I say one thing? I think VR journalism really works when, in a news environment, you are really put in the centre of it. What I think we don't perhaps realise is that most journalists, most camera people, aren't in the centre of it. And actually for good reason, quite a lot of times, because we're trained to take a step back, take the slightly broader view. And that's, and even, you know, long lenses, big telephoto lenses and tripods were invented for a reason, so you could cover something from slightly afar. I'm not entirely sure how the White House, for instance, will take to having, you know, 15 VR cameras pop up right in front of the president's nose every time that he turns up to make a speech. How do we deal with that?
So what's the difference between that and 15 cannons?
15 cannons can be 30 metres back on a podium.
Right.
15 VR cameras 30 metres back on a podium. We'll be getting a very shit shot.
They have to be on the podium, in the podium, above the podium. It's a very good point. The accessibility for me is the thing that I think. If these get as accessible as the flip cam was, we'll be dishing out VR cameras to people who are inside the story who aren't camera people. When it's one button that you need to push to tell a 360 story, you are totally, you know, you're totally equipping people not used to making video to take these out and be in the thick of it.
So the other thing that we spoke about a lot was whether this should be called mobile journalism. I know when we started mobile journalism many, many years ago, mobile was much more about getting out and into the action, not about a mobile phone. Yes, you used a mobile phone, but it wasn't necessarily about mobile phone technology.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of people are taking mobile as meaning the device itself and getting very, very hung up on...
I was shocked, actually, by how many people still thought that. People who I thought would think better or should know better.
And if there's anybody listening to this arguing the point where, well, of course it's mobile phone, and maybe in America they call it cell phone, we know it's the mobility and posting in from the field, because Illy was there talking... saying mojo when I was taking the piss, going mojo, get over mojo, just don't use that word.
I remember having long discussions about your use of that ridiculous word mojo,
because I don't know, I was into the Doors, and, you know, mojo meant having the horn. And a lot of people
it still means that in this context.
Exactly.
Yes.
People have the horn for mojo.
I just wish we would not be hung up on terms. You know, full stop, really. I think it's a trend in modern society where you people like to be identified with...
labeled.
Almost a cult, actually. You know, I'm a mojo, I'm a VJ, I'm a correspondent, you know, I'm an old school...
It's a sense of identity. So but you did that when you... I remember being a photographer was a big deal in the early days.
You know, just get over it. We all report on the world around us. Yeah. We use the tool that we need to use. Forget... one thing that a few people did say is that they would like to focus more on the storytelling over the course of the conference. Yeah. I wholeheartedly agree with that. I think that the balance is good, but if we skewed it a bit more towards actual storytelling, you know, with the tools, I think it would be better.
Yeah.
I think there was a lot more storytelling on the second day.
Yeah.
There was Philip, and there was the storytelling actual workshops. And so, yeah, I think there definitely was some. I think there could have been more actual practical workshops rather than speeches, if that makes sense. That would have been good.
I also feel that we haven't really corporately as a really explored the form as much as we perhaps should have in the time here, and also when we're not here. I think that we tend to just...
Looking at my gate on the board. I've got to go and catch a plane now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, at that point, we should stop. Yeah.
We should wrap up and say, could you survive 3 days of MojoCon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you go to America for MojoCon?
It's difficult. Maybe.
I would, because I'm fascinated to see how the Americans will.
I think it
embrace.
Would be massively different. Yeah. I don't think they have quite the same. I don't know. I've spoken to a lot of Wall Street Journal and CNN reporters who are still reporting with the big shoulder-held cameras. Yeah. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know. It'd be good to find out their point of view.
It's actually interesting. I have worked on staff for an American news organisation, broadcaster, still work for Americans on a regular basis. There is a very different outlook. Is it wrong? Not necessarily. And you know what? They still make more money out of this stuff than many of their European counterparts. So,
not about the money, Dan. Not about the money.
No.
So, are we leaving happy?
On that note, you're getting... you've got the check for this, right?
Yeah. Are we leaving happy, enriched, educated, inspired, all of that?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad I met Dan at last.
Yeah, me too. What a great meeting of minds. Thank you very much, Illy. Thank you very much, Dan. The News Shooter on Twitter. Illico, find out how to spell that. And I'm Documentary. Thank you very much for listening. See you maybe next year at MojoCon. I hope so.